Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm back in the studio this week, and I'm sitting across from Benny, who I haven't seen in a while. Hello there.
Hi there. It's good to be back, and it's good to see your smiling face, as always.
It's great to see yours as well.
Aw.
And, you know, I just, last week I aired an encore because I was in California at a wonderful workshop called Be the Change.
Oh, okay.
And I got to see some amazing speakers and had some transformational
Awakenings.
There yes, including,
oh, okay.
including.
All right.
This may surprise you, Benny. Firewalking.
Seriously? I've always wanted to do that.
Well, you know, I never wanted to do it. It's the sort of thing that's like, okay, well, if we want to do some levitation or something like that, I'm game.
Yeah.
But firewalking, I really had no desire.
Wow.
And they were doing it. And so it's like, you know, I listened to the spiel. I thought I want to be a part of this one way or another. And kind of tuned in, and my body said, yep, it's fine. And I took my bare feet and walked across those hot coals. And it was great. I had a moment when I paused thinking, I'm walking on hot coals. And in that moment, I kind of felt some of the heat. But then I completed, you know, walking across the coals. And my feet were a little dirty, but they looked like they'd just been pedicured after I washed them off. I mean, they're no damage at all.
Hey, congratulations. We'll give a round of applause for that. That's that's good to do.
Yeah.
All right. Back you.
We have so many people in the studio today. Anyway, you know, it's funny because I've heard that there are all sorts of scientific explanations about why this happens, and you know, some people sort of poo-poo it. And from my own perspective, it feels like, you know, the process we went through was sort of shifting our energy to make the vibration faster so that it was closer to that of fire. But, you know, I don't have attachment either way, but I do really appreciate the fact that I was able to let go of one of my beliefs, walk through some fear, and walk over those coals.
And that is Be the Change then, isn't it? That's the start of the whole process.
Yeah. And
all right.
Changing our belief systems is what our guest today is all about. Dr. Joe Dispenza, I just saw him down in California. He spoke at Be the Change. And I had the privilege of sitting down, having a meal with him, and having a nice long conversation that went into the scientific realm, the spiritual, the psychological, and really sort of exploring the nature of reality. I'm still pondering some of the things we talked about and trying to understand the depth and the meaning of them. He is the author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. He's an international best-selling author. He studied neuroscience at Rutgers. He went on to become a chiropractor. He's still a practicing chiropractor. He teaches people how to rewire their brains to live a more fulfilling life. He appeared in What the Bleep, Down the Rabbit Hole, The People versus the State of Illusion, and Rana Prince's Sacred Journey of the Heart. We interviewed Rana very recently. He is the author of Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind, and Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. And this is what Greg Braden says about this latest book. He said, this book is a powerful blend of leading-edge science and real-life applications woven into the perfect formula for everyday living. And I've actually attended his progressive workshop, and I can attest to that. It's applicable and very transformational. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Thank you, Christine. I'm happy to be with you.
Oh, so nice to have you here. You know, it was great seeing you in California and hearing your presentation. I love the way, Joe, you connect the science to the psychological and the spiritual. But, you know, your book, your current book right now, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, I love the subtitle, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. Why should we be interested in losing the current mind that we have?
Well, 95% of who we are by the time we're 35 years old is a set of memorized behaviors emotional reactions, beliefs, perceptions, and attitudes that function just like a subconscious computer program. It's a state of being in which the body has become the mind. So if 95% of who we are is a set of automatic programs, then when it comes time to change, we're basically using 5% of our conscious mind to go against 95% of the body mind, or better yet, of what we've memorized subconsciously. So you can start off thinking positively all you want, but you're thinking positively because you really deep down have been programmed to feel negatively. Or you can want a wealthy, successful, abundant life, but if you feel unworthy, that's mind and body in opposition. So,
And body's going to win out because it's you know, got 95% of the power there.
Exactly. So the body then really is running the show. Most people think they're making all their choices, for the most part, with their conscious mind, but it really is their body mind that's making all the choices. So when it comes time to change and you all of a sudden are not going to feel the same way as you normally do, that's the moment you're in the crucible, because the moment you no longer feel like yourself, you're in the unknown. And most people have become so familiar with certain emotions and feelings that have defined them that the moment that they no longer think or feel the same way or act the same way habitually or emotionally, they're now in the river of change. And this is where most people, you know, understand that the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. So until we begin to look at the unconscious thoughts, we begin to pay attention to our habits and behaviors and look at the emotions that we've memorized, if we don't start the unlearning process, the moment we turn back into our life and we see someone or go to some place or do something, we're automatically triggered back into that old state of being, and it's an unconscious process. So it's important for us to understand then that you have to lose one mind before you create a new one.
Okay. So in order to not create the same old, we have to change our minds.
Exactly. I mean, I just make it really simple. I say your personality creates your personal reality. That's it.
Right.
Your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So the present personality who's listening on this call has created the present personal reality called their life, which means if you wanted to create a new personal reality, then you have to examine the thoughts you've been thinking and change them. Notice the choices and behaviors and habits you've been demonstrating and examine them and change them, and look at the emotions you've memorized and observe them and decide if those emotions are part of your future. And if they're not, then you got to go about reconditioning the body to a new mind. So I think most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become someone else.
Mm. You know, Joe, in your work, you emphasize the importance of getting into that place of the unknown. And I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable, at the very least. Why is it important that we get to that place?
Well, unless we step into the unknown, you can't create anything new from the known. So once you understand that the moment you no longer feel like yourself, it feels unpredictable, it feels uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you're not predicting your suffering, your pain, your guilt, that's the moment now where you're in the greatest place of creation. And most people have really shied away from the unknown because it's been, you know, programmed into us and conditioned for us to believe that the unknown is a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
But because that people can't predict how their life is going to go. But, you know, that's the best place, you know, the best way to predict your future in that place is to create it. And so that is the place now where you're in the place of uncertainty, when you're in that place of the unknown, where you begin to decide what thoughts you do want to think, what state of being you want to be in when you open your eyes, and you want to move into a new state so that when you get up, you're not the same person who sat down. So I think it just takes a little bit of understanding that when you cross the river of change from the old self to the new self, that there is a biological death that takes place neurologically, chemically, addiction-wise, genetically. The old self literally is reorganizing to a new self, and not enough to just white-knuckle it and sit there and wait for time to pass by. It's important then to engage in the creative process, because the more we engage in that creative process, the more we cross the river from the old self to the new self.
So, Joe, how do we go from, you know, our current belief system and get into that place of unknown and actually begin to create?
Well, I think the conventional way up until this point, Christine, is that most people wait for a crisis or trauma or disease or diagnosis.
Sure. Been there, done that.
Yeah, and that's just the human condition. It's got to get so bad that you no longer feel like yourself any longer. And when you get to that point, you can actually see who you've been. That concept in neuroscience is called metacognition. In Buddhism, it's called mindfulness. You pay attention to who you're being because you're no longer that person. My message is, why wait? I mean, you can learn and change in a state of pain and suffering, or you can learn and change in a state of joy and inspiration, and I choose the latter. So if people are given the proper knowledge, the proper information, and they're given the conditions to apply that information, they'll experience the truth of that information, and when they experience the truth, they'll begin to embody the knowledge behind it. So I think times are changing, and I think people want to know information, and then they want to know how to. I think it's a time in history right now where people want to know the how-to more than just the knowledge, and that's really where people begin to inspire themselves to have the life that they want and create some really magical moments for themselves, and we don't have to wait for a crisis.
So do you feel that there's something shifting on the planet that is giving people this inner urging to actually make change within the context of their lives?
Well, I mean, the answer is in the question. I think that this is an amazing time in history where we're in an age of information. And in an age of information, ignorance is a choice. I think that people are informed. Mm. I remember 20 years ago or 15 years ago, I'd have to go to the UW library, walk all the way to the reference section, pull out tons of books, and sit there and look for something that I was trying to research. Now I can do it from my living room, and anybody can be informed about anything and become an expert. So a lot of the conventional models are breaking down, whether it's the religious model, the social model, the political model, the economic model, the environment, the medical model. People are really starting to take responsibility for their choices. And with that comes quite a deal of freedom that they can begin to empower themselves with. So absolutely, I think it's a great time to be alive, and I think this is a time where we have to demonstrate all of that, not just philosophize about initiate it. And if we initiate it enough times, we begin to master it.
All right. So we have to go on to a short break right now, but when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit more about how people can empower themselves to move forward in new ways when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to Get Your Shift Together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. Now, Joe, before the break, you were talking about this time on the planet when people are having access to information and having an opportunity to become empowered to change their lives. I know that you give a lot of workshops, and I've seen them firsthand. They're amazing. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing around the country and around the world?
Well, we started this new workshop series this year in February and in July, because one of the things that started happening in real time in our events, right during our meditations, that people started to get better from different health conditions. We started seeing quite a bit of spontaneous remissions from people's health conditions.
And so, I just want to clarify here, Joe, we're talking about a weekend workshop, right?
Yeah, weekend workshop. Yeah. We've seen people with MS and lupus and chronic pain and celiac disease and Hashimoto syndrome and all kinds of amazing health conditions all of a sudden get better, and we've got the documentation to prove it. So when we started seeing very strong shifts in people's well-being and in their life in real time, we created these new events called Information to Transformation. And the concept being that if you teach people a certain amount of information and then they understand it and can repeat it, they're building a model in their thinking neocortex. If they begin to apply that information and they're given some instruction and enough time to really work it in to an experience, they should experience some type of transformation. And if you could measure that transformation, and that's what we did, we brought in sophisticated quantitative electroencephalographic brain scans and EEGs, and we partnered with HeartMath to measure heart coherence and the energy in the room and the energy around people's bodies and the energy centers of their bodies that are only under the effect of the autonomic nervous system. I wanted to gather enough data to see if I could really measure the transformation, and then if I could measure it, that would be more information to be able to teach transformation better. And if I could measure that transformation, again, we would have more information, and we would begin to close the gap between knowledge and experience. So we started teaching these workshops in the United States. First, we're going to start doing them around the world with a team of neuroscientists and researchers, and the whole purpose really was to show people that feedback is one of the great ways to let you know that you're making a difference, first in your body and then in the field around your body. And I think that we made scientific history in our two events that we did. We saw people with Parkinson's disease have complete recovery. We saw traumatic brain injuries return back to normal. Anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, uterine fibroids disappear, brain tumors, cancers go away, and we were lucky enough to have some of those people mapped in real time, and we saw very, very significant physiological markers that allowed us to understand what we're doing, and we also saw what most people do when they try to change, and we saw some of the limitations of how we've been programmed to change ourselves, and once I was able to see that, I felt like I was able to teach it a little bit better. And, of course, by the time we did our second event, it was truly miraculous. We had some really amazing, amazing events take place. So we do these new events because I think science is the contemporary language of mysticism. I think science is a great way to explain the unexplainable. And if you could measure that type of transformation, I think that most people are more inspired to put more of their intention behind what they're doing. In other words, if you see someone getting better by changing their state of being, you're more prone to do the same. And if you can see that it's not just in their mind, but it's actually in their brain or in their field or in their body,
right,
you can see that, it begins to change the paradigm.
So, for instance, you were talking about this man with the brain injury. What happened over the course of the weekend?
Well, we did a functional brain scan, a quantitative electroencephalographic reading on him, and we were measuring coherence, and we were measuring some seven core functions of when he was sustaining a meditative state, when his brain waves changed, when they became more coherent. And when we took our baseline measurement with him, there were two really profound things that we saw. The first thing we saw that there was a very low arousal in his brain. In other words, the more we see of low arousal, and it's measured in a very cool color like blue,
uh-huh,
the more we know his brain is shut off. The different parts of his brain are not communicating well with each other, and he has no energy to regulate or change his body. So he went through the course of a four-day workshop. I think we did 13 meditations in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the students are very passionate about going in and making those internal changes. And he was confined to a wheelchair. And then the other thing we measure is just the amount of regulation that's taking place in the brain. If it gets too red, it's working too hard. If it's blue, during different brainwave patterns, it should be green. And so we gathered more data, and we saw with him at the beginning of his scan that pretty much the light bulb was down from 50 watts to maybe 10 watts.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 4 days, and you could see it on his brain scan, normal brain. I mean, there was very little alterations. It was
amazing.
Significantly within normal limits. And then his quantitative studies showed that his brain was back to balance again, back to normal. And he was way more coherent. He had a whole lot more energy. He actually stood up from his wheelchair at the end of that event, which blew everybody away.
Amazing.
And then he started going on white water rafting trips with his family in the summer. He's sitting up at the dinner table now eating. He can use his legs to push weight away from him. We heard that his cognitive functions have improved significantly. And for the most part now, he's crawling and he's rolling over on his own. Now, he's been in our work for about 3 or 4 years now,
uh-huh,
and when he started, he was pretty much paralyzed from the nose down, and he's made some very strong progressions, and at this point, you know.
So this has changed his life, literally.
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing about this, it wasn't chemistry that was changing anything. It's not matter that was changing matter. You know, like, you know that when there's a spinal cord injury, those nerves just don't regenerate if you're trying to do it matter to matter. You know, particle to particle,
mm-hmm,
mass to mass. But if you're energy and you know how to manipulate energy, it's energy that's the epiphenomenon of matter. It's the causation of what causes matter to begin to change. And so there was enough energy in the room. We saw when we measured the energy in the room that it started out at a certain point, and by the third day, the energy had doubled when we measured the energy of the space in the room with a very sophisticated instrument. We knew then that there was a lot of available energy for people to tap into, and that's exactly what happened with him.
That's wild. And, you know, Joe, when you talk about energy, I mean, of course, the matter is energy, too, but it's a slower moving. So you're talking about the higher frequency vibration of energy, correct?
That's right. I mean, there's two ingredients that I feel like has a very strong and profound effect on creation. It's a clear intention, and it's an elevated emotion. And when you combine those two things, matter begins to respond to a new mind. There's been, mm-hmm, enough research to show that. So if you're trying to change yourself, but you feel like a victim, or you feel unworthy, or you feel like you're suffering, you're more matter and less energy, because those emotions of survival, of stress, tend to cause us to function more as a particle and less as a wave of possibility, according, mm-hmm, to the quantum model. So
Right. Getting
people to come out of their resting state and begin to manipulate and change their energy, it's energy that begins to reorganize the tissues. And there's been enough scientific studies to show that even the receptor sites on the outside of the cells are 100 times or more sensitive to frequency, to energy, than they are to chemistry. And when people begin to wrap their mind around that, and then they begin to move into more elegant states, you know, they begin to embrace gratitude and joy and inspiration and empowerment and invincibility and courage and nobility. And they begin to recondition their body to the mind of those emotions. They're signaling new genes in new ways. And if you keep doing that, you keep knocking on the door of potential. Sooner or later, the body is going to get a new signal, and that new signal is going to begin to change protein expression. And the expression of proteins is the expression of life, and the expression of life is equal to the health of the body. So we should see in time some changes in the expression of health with people, and we've seen that enough times to know that it's getting to be a little bit repeatable. And I think that anything that's repeatable is bridging on a scientific law. You know, we're verging on scientific principles.
Yes, and it's so exciting. So really, you're basically saying that the focus of the mind combined with the more positive or higher frequency emotions creates change. How about just using positive emotions or just using mental focus alone? How does that affect things?
Well, I always say thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. Thoughts have an electrical charge and feelings have a magnetic charge. And how you think and how you feel creates a state of being. So, mm-hmm. Your state of being is broadcasting an electromagnetic signature. So if you just have a clear intention does nothing because it represents like a compass. It represents a direction. The elevated emotion is like the wind that's blowing the boat in a certain direction. So if you can then combine both of those together, they work as handmaidens to one another. If you have one without the other, a thought sterile without the emotional charge, it doesn't tend to drive the thought towards the future. If you have an emotion but with no intention, you have no direction. And there's been research to show that when people begin to set an intention to unwind DNA, the intention of unwinding the DNA did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If they move into an elevated emotion and they feel goodwill or gratitude or divinity or loving kindness, and they broadcast that feeling into the field, it does nothing to change the DNA. But when you combine both of those, a clear intention of the DNA unwinding and then what it would feel like if the DNA unwinds, 25% of the DNA unwinds at a remote location. So it is that we have to begin to elevate our states, and not just one or the other, but the combination of both creates a change in our state of being. And I think we do that all the time. Once you begin to make it a skill and you're able to sustain that change for extended periods of time in your life, there should be evidence in your world and matter should begin to reorganize to reflect that new state of being. And I think when we are in the creative process, if we don't move into that elevated state, then we're pretty much trying to change matter as matter. And I've just done that enough times to know that it doesn't work.
Yeah, been there, done that myself. Well, we have to go to another quick break, but when we return, I wanted you to tell us more about this amazing work and where you're offering workshops, including one that's coming up in the Seattle area, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show with Dr. Joe Dispenza. If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to Get Your Shift Together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Now, Joe, before the break, you were talking about some of the things that people learn at your workshops and some of the transformational effects it's had on people just spending the 4 days in one of these workshops. Can you please share with our listeners, first of all, how do they find out more about your work and your workshops? And two, where some of your workshops are coming up?
Sure, that'd be great. I have a website. It's just called drjoedispenza.com, D-R-J-O-E-D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. And pretty all the events and available things for people are listed there. We're doing a progressive workshop next weekend, November 1st through 3rd, in Long Beach. And that is an opportunity for people to spend like a Friday evening, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, really getting some of the latest quantum understandings about the nature of reality mixed with some neuroscience and neuroendocrinology and gene expression and tie it all together for them to begin to apply it. And so we do quite a bit of, I think we do six meditations in a very short amount of time and give people some of the tools for them to practice. We have an event with Greg Braden that I'm doing in Seattle at the Center for Spiritual Living, and that's November 16th, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, November 16th.
It's a one-day event, and Greg and I, we just love to work together, and he's a great guy and got a lot of information, and so we'll put on a one-day event. And he'll start, we'll actually open up together, and then he'll have the morning to go through some of his the science and some of his lecture material, and then the afternoon I'll cover some things about personal transformation, and then show hopefully some of the results that we have, and then we'll do a little Q&A at the end, and it'll be a full day. Then from there I go to Europe, I go to Germany, and then Holland, and then Spain, and then back to Orange County, and then to Austin, and
oh my goodness,
we'll have a little bit of traveling to do before Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're all over the place, and I know that your workshops are very popular. I took your progressive workshop back in July or whenever it was, and actually it was at a very difficult stage in my life, and I was so grateful to get there because, you know, I mean, you do a great job of feeding people's brains, but you also help them to change them through that state of connection, through that state of tying into that space of the unknown where we go beyond our thoughts and our mind. And so I want to thank you for that, and I want to encourage people to show up for that. And, you know, I'm really excited about you and Greg doing a workshop together here in Seattle.
Yeah, we Bruce Lipton and I did one last year called Get Your Shift Together, and, and the three of us will alternate and rotate, and we'll do them in different parts of the country where at least two of us will be there. Hopefully in 2014 we may even have one with all three of us there. And again, Greg's going to talk a lot about global transformation, and mm-hmm. I'll be talking quite a bit about personal transformation and some of the concepts of emergence and resiliency and how to actually use all this energy and all this nodal point in history to really have it work for you and begin to function in your world in a greater way. And so it'll be fun. I just talked to Greg the other day, and we're looking forward to working together.
Yeah, and I have the opportunity of interviewing him next week here on the show, so we'll get to talk more about what he's up to and about the event coming up. Now, Joe, your work is all about making change, I mean real change. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who are yearning for change or feeling really stuck and just not quite sure how to make change. And they tend to get stuck. We all have a tendency, I think, sometimes to get stuck in the same old, same old. What are the fears that get in our way of change?
Well, it's kind of interesting. When people are getting ready to change, they'll always weigh what they know against what they don't know. They'll always look at and try to predict how the event is going to unfold, but they tend to predict the outcome based on past experience. So by very nature of the quantum model of reality, they're beginning to select instead of the best-case scenario for themselves. They begin to focus on a worst-case scenario based on their past, and then they naturally begin to embrace the emotion that's correlated with that outcome. And a lot of times it's a limiting emotion like fear or unworthiness or worry or anxiety. Now, they're doing the exact same thing that we just talked about before the break. They're selecting a potential in the quantum field. They're using intention, and they're marrying it with an emotion. And they're beginning to move into the future state of being that's based on the past.
Uh-huh.
And it's the redundancy of that cycle that conditions the body to live in that future reality in the present moment, because the body is the unconscious mind, does not know the difference between an actual event in your life that creates an emotion and an emotion that you fabricate by thought alone. So in a sense, when it comes time to change, people are always protecting themselves for the worst thing that could go wrong. And when we get it right, we're really proud of ourselves. But when we don't get it right, we start to create anxiety and fear and worry and insomnia and obsessive compulsive disorders and all of those states of neurosis that really are created by our own doing. So then it's that redundancy over time that causes the person then to look at their future through the lens of the past. And this is where change gets really difficult, because when you can't predict it, then you're unwilling to jump. You're unwilling to make a choice.
Yeah.
And people stay in the familiar, even if it's uncomfortable for them.
I know that you've got an entire process to help people get out of that state so they can get to that state of unknown and create something new. Have you personally ever been sort of caught up by fear and really stuck for a while?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we all reach a point where it's so intolerable that you either let go or you break down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we were studying, for example, when we were looking at people's brains at our first advanced workshop, the transformation workshop, I learned something so profound. I was watching a woman's brain on a scan, and I was watching her during one of the particular meditations. And I saw that she was struggling. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at her brain, I saw that she was using her brain to try to change her brain.
Mm-hmm.
She was using her ego to try to change her ego. She was using the program to try to change the program, and her brain got worse. In other words, she drove it further out of balance by fighting against herself. She was more particle, more matter, trying to change matter. And without a doubt, I saw it over and over again. And we have to get beyond the emotion of fear, because when we analyze our life within the emotion that we're embracing, the emotion is a record of the past. So for the most part, the answer doesn't lie within that state. We're thinking in the box at that moment.
Uh-huh.
So I think that all of us, and me included, I've had to push myself beyond that state where I was no longer embracing that emotion. And of course, I could see possibility again, because I was no longer looking through the lens of the past. Now, that's only the first step. Because then after you get into that state of being, the next thing you have to do is you have to start taking steps towards your destiny. Now, if you don't take steps towards your destiny, then you doubt that it's possible.
Mm.
You doubt that you're actually your creation is actually real. So a lot of people, they practice their spiritual practices, but when it comes time to live their life, they're afraid to step into the unknown. So what they're really saying to the universe is, I doubt that my creation is possible.
Uh-huh.
It's those people that step towards the destiny, they're always amazed because the universe begins to conspire for them.
Right. And it's great when you get this evidence, because I think that it's sort of like this positive cycle. When you step through fear and then wonderful things unfold, then you start to have more faith, and it encourages you to step through more and more and more.
Yeah, that's that you develop a neural network from experience that you can trust yourself, you can trust the unknown, instead of be afraid of the unknown. Because when you're living by fear or anxiety or frustration or anger or insecurity or unworthiness or doubt, you know, those emotions are all driven by the hormones of stress. And you don't really trust the unknown. You protect yourself in that particular state. You're in survival, right? And in survival,
right,
it's not a time to create. It's not a time to trust. It's a time to run. It's a time to react and fight.
Uh-huh.
So we have to lay down the very thing we used our whole life to get what we want for something greater to happen. And that's not something that you can comprehend in one shot, because even if you're holding on the littlest bit, then you sabotage your efforts again. And so I think that when you move into those elevated states and you begin to feel, open your heart, and you begin to feel, you know, lifted and in this state of gratitude and appreciation and inspired, you feel connected to something greater.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel connected to something greater, you automatically trust in the future, and you're not analyzing and you're not thinking any longer. And I think you and I and everybody is at their best when they're no longer analyzing. Because the moment you analyze, you lose your joy.
Uh-huh.
The moment you analyze, you lose your trust. The moment you analyze, you lose your freedom. Because it's that analysis that causes us to return back to our conscious thinking analytical brain, and that's when we get in trouble.
When we're no longer being. Well, we've got to go to another quick break, but when we return, more with the wonderful Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Would you like to transform your life and help create a brighter future for our planet? On November 16th, join inspiring visionaries Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden here in Seattle to Get Your Shift Together, exploring the science of personal and global transformation. Come learn the latest about the nexus between science and spirituality and gain new insights to help positively shift your own world and the world beyond. For more information about this exciting event, go to drjoedispenza.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry. And they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Now, Joe, I know that you are often in the creative state as well, and you have created yet another book. You've got a book that's underway, correct?
Yeah, I'm just in the finishing stages of it right now.
What's it called?
The book's called You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. So tell me a little bit about your new book.
This book I've written a little differently than my first two. I spend a lot of time telling stories in this book of just amazing cases where a person was diagnosed with cancer and given a certain amount of time to live and was told to get his affairs in order, and he made the declaration that he wanted to just live long enough through Christmas, which was, 6 months, like the doctor told him. Mm-hmm. And then he just wanted to spend Christmas with his family. And, of course, right after Christmas, he dies. And when they do the autopsy on his body, they find out that he has no cancer, that he actually died by thought alone.
Oh, dear.
Or someone who's in a triple-blind placebo study and gets in a fight with his girlfriend and grabs his antidepressants and takes them all at once and goes through all the physiological changes that you can have from a drug overdose, mm-hmm. and only to find out that he was taking the placebo the entire time.
Oh, my goodness.
Or people that are highly allergic to a particular strand of poison ivy, mm-hmm. and they swap a poison ivy leaf for a maple leaf, a particular type of Japanese maple that looks a lot like poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
And when they rub the poison ivy on the skin, they have no reaction because they were told that it was the benign leaf. And when they rub the maple leaf, they were told that it's the antagonist. And, of course, they had the rash. And so you start to see that the mind has a very significant effect in the way we function. So I break down the placebo based on stories and give people the understanding of how it takes place scientifically and what the research actually shows. And then I take the reader on a little journey of neuroscience and epigenetics to show that we have within our reach all the biological and neurological machinery to make our own potential changes. And, of course, it leads right to some of the stories of people in our workshops that really prove that you don't really need to take a sugar pill or a saline injection or a sham procedure. You could actually put your belief into the unknown and make it known, and we can teach that to people without some external substance. And so I finished the book with showing some of the scientific research that we've done, showing the objective changes, and then give a little meditation practice for people to begin to change their beliefs and perceptions about themselves and their lives. And I actually like the book a lot because it's a little bit more story-oriented, and some of the stories are just really, they really capture your attention, and that's what I want people to get, is just to understand how did that person go into that state just by believing they had a knee surgery, and they never had the knee surgery, and 2 years later, they have no arthritic signs. I mean, these are great stories that start making you wonder about how conditioned we are into putting our power outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Which the ultimate message is to believe in yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like our mind can either be our best friend or our worst enemy.
Absolutely, because there's a thing called the nocebo, and the nocebo works just as well, which is, you know, if you believe you're getting the drug and you're getting a sugar pill and you've read the side effects, some people will have the nausea and the sickness and the insomnia and the rashes because they're that suggestible to a thought. And so we break down the idea of suggestibility and what suggestibility is and how we're only suggestible equal to the emotions that we embrace on a daily basis. So if you're feeling unworthy or if you're feeling insecure, the thoughts that you think equal to how you feel, you are auto-suggesting to yourself, and you will accept those thoughts because there's an emotional component that is equal to the thought. But if you're trying to focus on wealth and but you're feeling lack, you won't auto-suggest that thought as equally until you start to feel abundance. And if you're feeling abundance, then the thought then becomes more suggestible to you. So we talk about how that takes place and break down the concept of suggestibility and how we get into suggestible states.
Uh-huh. You know, Joe, during this conversation, I've heard you use a word at least three times, and the word is unworthy. You know, from my perspective within the context of my own business and my own personal stuff, you know, I think one of the things that a lot of people are facing these days is this sense of unworthiness. Why do you think that that occurs?
Well, I think we have false ideals about what worthy is. I mean, I see it all the time, and I can tell you from observing so many spontaneous remissions. I mean, people that even had genetic conditions that they were in, we were told they would live with this condition the rest of their life. It was an amazing phenomenon because when they got beyond their fear or their unworthiness or their need to control their life all the time, and all of a sudden something popped inside of them, when they felt whole, when they felt complete, when they felt satisfied, when they felt like they were completely in the present moment and they no longer cared about their future or cared about their condition or cared about their blood test, is the moment that they had their change. And I've seen it so many times. And so the opposite of wholeness tends to be that level of unworthiness. And I think it's programmed in us, and I think that we chase false ideals and we confuse pleasure and true joy and happiness. And when people stop looking outside of themselves for the need to find gratitude and joy, and they start looking within themselves, and they begin to make their internal changes, once the crack opens up and that intelligence that gives us life begins to leak out, I think that's when we start to feel the way that intelligence feels, and that's when we start to see really significant changes. So I think the opposite of true wholeness is that state of unworthiness that's just been programmed into us.
Mm-hmm. So, Joe, I've seen this sometimes in my healing practice. I'm wondering if you've seen it in a seminar setting. When people basically have this kind of transformation, do you find them having to face some of their unworthiness issues? Kind of like, wow, they've had this huge healing and maybe they're not worthy of it? Just so they sort of see the contrast?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting safeguard, though. I honestly believe that on the other side of our unworthiness is freedom. On the other side of our anger is compassion. On the other side of our fear is courage. I think it's the same energy. It's just trapped in the body. So and the quantum model says that if you're feeling unworthy, you're only creating more conditions in your life to reaffirm your unworthiness. So then you have to get beyond those self-limiting beliefs and states of mind and body. And that's where people, you know, want to use drugs or, you know, play video games or shop or gamble so that they don't have to look at that unworthiness. But when we finally really say, look, I'm going to get through this, and there's something on the other side of this, and living by this state isn't loving to me, I think that's the moment where people make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that begins to rewrite the hardwired programs in the brain and the emotional addiction in their body, and their body responds to a new mind, and that's the moment the body gets a taste of the future.
And it's a profound moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, Joe, tell us again about the event that you've got coming up here in Seattle, please.
Sure. Greg Braden and I are doing an event on November 16th at the Center for Spiritual Living. It's a one-day event. You can register for it at the Center for Spiritual Living East West Bookstore. You can go to my website, drjoedispenza.com, and it'll be a fun-filled day with a lot of knowledge and experience.
Great. Well, Joe, this hour has flown by. I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your insights, knowledge, and wisdom with us.
Thank you for everything you do, Chris.
Oh, thank you. So, just a couple of announcements before we wrap up. First of all, a couple of events coming up. November 9th at Stellar Reflections, I'll be teaching about vibrational ease. It's something that I've actually sort of coined the term for, and it's what I think you need to have to help you to shift into that next level of being. And again, I want to remind everybody about the Dr. Joe and Greg Braden event Saturday, November 16th. You don't want to miss it. And speaking of not wanting to miss it, please tune in next week as well, because I'm going to have Greg Braden on my show. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.